hello. Hi. So, in my first episode, we will be talking about the mysterious case of Madeleine McCann. And I'm not sure if this is the app or not, because I know it's for podcasts, but... So, my idea on what happened, and if you don't know what happened to her, just Google it, because I genuinely can't be bothered. But I will say it quickly. So basically, Madeleine McCann was a 3-year-old girl, and her parents and her friends, and their friends obviously, left her and her 2-year-old twin sisters, or brothers, I don't really know, in a hotel room alone with the patio doors unlocked, and she actually got abducted. But, nobody knows where she is now. And when they got a dog, whatever it's called, but it's for like smelling out human remains, the top 3 places were behind the bed, in the closet, and most, like, this is a red flag, in the McCann's trunk of their car. And honestly, I was so shocked when I heard that. But my idea on what actually happened is that, what if, like, hear me out, so what if the dad, there's a theory on this, but I've added to it, so what if the dad actually, what if he gave Madeleine something so she would, like, fall asleep or something and she wouldn't be able to wake up for a long time? And that's just a whole different theory. But what if, adding on to that, when he bumped into one of his friends, what if he actually paid someone to take Madeleine? And, like, I don't know what he did to her. That's as far as I've gone with my case so far. But what if, when he bumped into his friend, he started talking to him? Because he knew the abductor would be quite a while away, or near, whatever. And, he knew the abductor would be coming in or out soon, so he had somebody distracted, so they didn't, like, spot it or see his face or anything. Because it's kind of weird how he would just talk to a friend for that long. And honestly, I'm not sure if it's that believable, but that's what I think. So, peace out.